For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. No matter what mood you're in, you'll always find something for you here on Alt Latino.
And today we have a show packed with new music. We're going to start off with a big bang out of Panama, Mexico, and Cuba.
And then we'll cool down a little bit with some melancholy meditations from the Dominican Republic, Chile, the Basque Country, and Brazil.
And we already got the party started with this track. This is Niña Dios from Monterrey, Mexico. He apostado el corazón la vida en esta bajada, en esta subida. Por puro gusto amo la mala vida. Con el mal verde en el cuello que me cuida. Yo me la juego, lo hago noche y día. Es mi negocio, estoy surtida. Si tengo madera, estoy esculpida. Mi flote llega como estampida. A veces la decisión llega con un tequila. En esto de la rima me llaman homicida. Estamos en la mesa planeando el atraco. Antes del asalto ya causó un paro.
I should know that song that's being sampled, but the name escapes me. But it's definitely familiar. It's an old Mexican song.
Well, you got me there. I don't know what that is either. But I do know that this song is Niña Dios. And this is the song Prefiero el Asfalto, or I Prefer the Asphalt, featuring one of your favorite DJs from Monterrey, Toy Selecta.
Very, very talented.
And this was on the soundtrack to the movie Rudo y Cursi, one of the best movies about soccer that I have seen.
It's interesting the way this music has a life beyond the film, because it worked well in the film, but just the way that they put it together with the sample and then her rapping over that afterwards, I think it's very good.
Right, and you know, the music, the movie is a little bit older, but this is her latest mixtape. It's called Nueva Escuela, El Mixtape 3. And it has a lot of Toy Selecta, DJ Eric Santos, lots of tribal Monterrey. She's from Monterrey, some Torreblanca, who is a singer that we really enjoy. And Niña Dios is a rapper from Monterrey, Mexico, and I don't know. I mean, a lot of her stuff, I have some trouble getting into. She's not quite at the level of lyrical proficiency of Ana Tijoux or other female MCs, but I think she's got a lot of potential, and this song is a really good example.
Why isn't she not quite Ana Tijoux or maybe even Mala Rodriguez?
You know, she's very inward-looking. Like, I'm great, and people are always attacking. You know, there's like a culture of being a martyr and of bragging at the same time in rap.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like maybe Ana Tijoux and Mala Rodriguez, they definitely look outward and they address all types of issues, but it's not 100% bragging. There's a lot of braggadocio, but it's not all of it, all of the content. And her content is very much like, you know, people are hating on me and I'm pretty awesome, I'm awesome, I'm awesome. And you know, after a while it's like, okay, just tell me something else. But this is a great song.
Maybe it'll change with time as she gets older.
She's really young. She's like 24, 25.
Okay, wow. Yeah. ¿Cuál es su nombre? Adivina. De I O Z me dicen la niña. ¿Cuál es su nombre? Adivina. De I O Z me dicen la niña. ¿Cuál es su nombre? Adivina. De I O Z me dicen la niña.
Next up, I brought another one of our favorite young rap groups, Los Racas. They're featured in a remix called Motomumba, and they're featured alongside another Bay Area rapper he's an icon. This is E-40, and Diggable Planet's Ladybug Mecca. The part that features Los Racas is the song Talista. This is Motomumba by DJ J Boogie.
I got it. not always a fan of what they do.
You don't like this?
Well, you know, I think that this one is, I don't know if I like it or not, to be honest. They're putting them in the context of everything that they do, because some of the stuff that they've done, I'm not a big fan of, just in terms of their content. You know, some of it could be interpreted as misogynist. You know, it's just, you know, they're so young and they're not always consistent.
Well, I guess in a weird way, I mean, that's not entirely fair to Las Racas, because this is the remix by DJ J Boogie that you're not feeling. You know, this isn't, I mean, they didn't.
No, I think it's just the opposite. I think it's like I'm not feeling their performance
on the
original recording.
Oh,
yeah, because I like all this other stuff. It does sound very Bay Area. That sounds very California. And I like all the other interesting things that I'm hearing bouncing around in my earbuds.
Well, they produce so much music. I mean, they literally, like, they have a Valentine's Day compilation coming out. I mean, these dudes must have, like, a mattress in the studio, and they just sleep there and then get up in the morning and keep recording. So I guess not everything that they put out can be brilliant. You know, at a certain point, maybe they'll ease up and release less and all will be fantastic quality. I love this remix though. I mean, I just love it because I love E40 and I love DJ J Boogie. And this is half of a double release that he's doing with DJ Theory, which includes some pretty awesome Outkast remixes as well. Your next pick is also out of the Bay Area. You're going to keep us there, huh?
Going to keep you in Oakland. This is Bang Dada with the song Bang Dada.
Very familiar. It's definitely like an older school kind of rapping over a Latin jazz fusion style.
It's a cumbia. There's a cumbia going on there. The drummer for this band and one of the co-producers of the album and their music, Juan Manuel Caipo, was a guy that I worked with producing shows in San Francisco, and his old band, Orishas, they were one of the first rock and Espanol bands in the Bay Area in the early 90s. And I've been watching his music and the bands, this project that he's working on, and it's always rhythmically interesting because he's coming from that drummer background. And this one, it's the simplicity of it, you know, the very straight ahead cumbia beat to it. That's what's taking me in.
I guess for me, it just sounds like it just could be a lot of other bands. Like, it sounds a lot like maybe like Osomatli or. You know what I mean? I don't hear an originality in it. I was surprised that you picked this song. This is from their 2009 debut, Maldito Carnaval. And they had a song of theirs was featured, a single called Salud, was featured in the television series Breaking Bad,
which was a big break for them.
Yeah, big break.
And I chose something a little older because some of that material on the record is being re-released in the spring, along with new stuff, because they were finally associated with a record label, and that record will come out. But there's also a very cool video that goes with this song that they produced since then. It's a new video of theirs that we're going to post on our website, npr.org/altlatina. Next up, I'm very interested to know about this band that you brought in, because at first I thought it was a jazz band. But tell us a little bit about it, and then let's hear the music.
Well, this is El Trio Andrea Valenci, and they're from Mexico. When I first heard them, I thought they were good. And now they've really gotten to this point of maturity that I'm starting to feel like they almost remind me of like Tori Amos in like the late 90s, like circa Raspberry Swirl, like just that level of like they have a really strong composition. Her voice, she was born in France, raised in Mexico, and she's on this trio. It's Andrea Valenci, Mike Sandoval, and Gerson Vázquez.
You know, some of the vocalists we've been playing recently, the female vocalists, they're either vocalists like this, kind of light and ethereal and impressionistic.
Almost like girly.
And then, you know, really deep-throated vocalists like Lucelena Mendoza from Y La Bamba or Nina Diaz from Girl in a Coma. You know, those are almost mariachi voices, you know?
Right.
And I like both.
Yeah, they're equally strong. I mean, you get someone like Andrea Valenci right here or Carla Morrison, who they definitely have something of a delicate voice, but nonetheless very powerful.
Sure.
You know? And so Andrea Valenci Trio is working on a debut album, which is coming out this year, and it's being co-produced by Cheo from Los Amigos Invisibles.
Really?
That'll be interesting, because Amigos Invisibles has such a different, like a lot more tropical sound.
Very strong funk element, and
right.
Very full sound across the spectrum.
And Andrea Valenci does have a very more like ballady, piano-oriented oriented sound. I'm kind of proud of the second half of the show because I brought a lot of songs that are soft. And, you know, we always talk about this. I think, like, my forte is music that makes you dance.
Yeah.
Because I came up into music as a dancer. And your forte is music that makes you kind of relax and think. But I think you'll see that I brought a lot of songs that are more laid back and less danceable this show.
You know, and I think, going back to the song, the Andrea Valenci CD, to have those two elements come together, you know, from the funk, heavy funk-oriented band, it's probably a stretch for both of them, artistically.
Oh, yeah.
To see what happens. I'm very curious to see how that turns out.
This next band sounds like one of my favorite bands from last year, and I want to see if you can guess who.
Ooh, a test. Okay, let me see if I pass or fail.
Thank you.
okay, this is cool. I don't remember the name, but I think I know who you're talking about. Which band?
They're from Chile.
Yeah, the guitar-based band. God, what is the name?
Look, this sounds a lot like Astro.
Yeah.
Astro is...
We just had them a couple weeks ago.
An indie pop band from Chile who I just love. Everything they do, I love. And the reason this sounds so much like Astro is it's because it's this band is by the frontman of Astro. It's his solo project. Ah. This is Andrés Nusser's new solo project. The band is called Karakoram Mekong, and you know, we talked a few shows ago. We talked about bands who one of the musicians goes to do a side project that sounds completely different from the original band. But then there's also another conversation to be had about when one of the musicians leaves the band and does something which is virtually the same exact band.
And that's the case with this.
This sounds a lot like Astro, which is fine by me because I'm a huge fan of Astro.
I wonder what Astro feels about it. The rest of the guys
in
the
band. Yeah, kind of like, so you can do it without us? Is that what you're saying?
What's the deal? So now it's time for the chill part of the show, right?
We've been chilling.
Yeah, we've been chilling. Now I think we're going to get
icy. Let's get icy. This is the band Holograms with their song Coma Night. They're from the Dominican Republic and are living now in New York.
Okay, this is not what I would expect from the Dominican Republic.
Why? It's a very romantic place.
Yeah, but it's they are, it sounds like they're purposely staying away from any kind of cultural influence other than, you know, contemporary music from around the world.
Well, I like it.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying it's not something that I would expect. It's a pleasant surprise.
This is Holograms, and you know who this reminded me a lot of? Diego Garcia.
From Argentina.
Yeah. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's very melancholy. The whole EP, which is also called Coma Night, is very melancholy and wistful. But it definitely needs a little bit of polishing, a little bit more production work. The vocals need some polishing, but there's some really good heart in there.
Why is it last calling? I'm so tired of after hours. This empty glass reflects the sun's high hopes that I might come back together soon. I've shattered in the night. Come back together soon.
Felix, put on your little sailor's hat. I want you to take me to Spain. Now, if you don't understand a word that's being said, that's because this is in Basque, in the Basque language. This is Murcego. This is the song Suek Sarete Sa. And Murcego is a violoncello player, classically trained, but she plays a lot with new instruments, found instruments, and vocal loops. Her name is Maite Arroita Jauregui. There's a panic in this music. It's almost like she's running so fast, she's about to trip all over herself.
The Basque country has always been fascinating to me. When I lived in Fresno, I lived very close to this place called the Santa Fe Hotel, which was a restaurant, a residence hotel, and a bar. And I would go there to the bar and drink with the Basque guys there, you know. And there's a sheep herding tradition in Central California and all over, really. That was sort of their gig when over here in this part of the world. And you can drive around certain parts of Central California at least 10 years ago and still see these Basque shepherds living in these little trailers, tending these herds of sheep out along in these really remote areas. And this music sort of takes me there.
I would love to see her live, and I have a special place in my heart for all things Basque because my great-grandmother was Basque,
huh,
and my grandma used to talk a lot about that. Now it's time for a regular segment that we have on our show called From the Vault, in which we go back into the past and explore artists and bands and songs that have really changed Latin music. And of course, today we've just got to talk about Luis Alberto Spinetta, aka El Flaco. He's an Argentine rock and roll legend, really a guy who paved the way for South American rockers. And he died recently after a battle with lung cancer. A huge loss. He survived by four of his children, one of whom is in the band Ilia Kuriaki and the Valderramas.
And to pay tribute to Spinetta, we're going to play one of his very first hits. This is a song called Muchacha Ojos de Papel, or The Girl with the Paper Eyes.
Muchacha Ojos de Papel, ¿a dónde vas? Quédate hasta el alba. Muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más. Quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de rayón, no corras más. Tu tiempo es hoy. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma.
We've been mellow, but I think we're going to raise it up just a little bit.
And I brought something that you might not expect to hear on this show, but you know, what can I say? We listen to a little bit of everything, and it wouldn't be honest to say, oh, we only listen to Latin rock. We listen to everything, and sometimes I just want to share stuff with our listeners that maybe doesn't qualify as Latin rock or alternative, but it's damn good.
Yeah.
So, I agree. This is Victor Manuel, and he is a Puerto Rican singer. This is off of his new album, Busco un Pueblo, or I'm Looking for a People. Busco un Pueblo, how would you, I always have trouble translating pueblo. How would you say pueblo?
Pueblo is it people? Like people, community, hood, you know, peeps.
And I love it because it's really an ode to Latin Americans and Latinos.
Busco un pueblo sin fronteras donde yo pueda cantar y que todas las banderas ondeen en igualdad. Yo quiero un pueblo, un solo pueblo, donde no exista maldad ni haya discrimen racial. Yo quiero un pueblo. Quiero un puente del Caribe hasta América Central y ver que nadie me exige un papel de identidad. Yo busco un pueblo, un solo pueblo, donde me pueda expresar y no sea un ilegal. Yo quiero un pueblo. Estoy buscando una raza que esté dispuesta a luchar, sin armas, tan solo con la verdad. La fe nos da la esperanza y el día llegará en que podamos vivir en igualdad. Ando buscando latinos con hambre de libertad. Yo sé que si nos unimos, juntos vamos a llegar a nuestro pueblo. Donde me pueda expresar y no sea un ilegal, donde podamos vivir en paz. Yo busco un pueblo.
This song, Busco un Pueblo, reminds me of a song by Ruben Blades called Muévete.
It is very Ruben Blades. Yeah, yeah, this is true. This is Victor Manuel's 14th album.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's longevity. It's interesting the way some of these artists, they incorporate all these different cultures and all these different styles, but still it's within their genre, their style of what they do. And this is a very straight ahead salsa, contemporary salsa, with a little bit of Cuban songo and all that thrown in. And but still it's him, and you hear all these other stuff. It's great.
And I'm a sucker for salsa, and I'm a sucker for odes to the Latin American people. So he's got me with this.
I As usual, you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatin.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Special thanks to our producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katzeff. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. This has been Alt Latino.